Good morning, y'all. In my love of everything Arizona, my particular affection for the Grand Canyon, we've invited Mr. John Albert in, Executive Director of Canyon Ministries, asking you to stop and think a minute and maybe consider a new perspective on the age of the Grand Canyon. All right, John, we were talking before the break about just the general notion of the young earther. I think that's what people call me. So if the world isn't really as old as we've been told for a lot of times, and the Grand Canyon isn't, the river didn't carve it over eons and eons and eons. How did it get created?
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of models for that. The one I think that fits the geology of what we're seeing at Grand Canyon the best is the model of idea of a bunch of trapped water inside the Colorado Plateau. If you're staying at Desert View looking out into the Painted Desert area, that's all an old lake in the Hopi Buttes area.
Yeah.
And so a massive amount of water trapped behind. And eventually that water broke free. And so we're talking about a lot of water over a little bit of time, rather than a little water over a long period of time, and a catastrophic blowout of that trapped water being released, the floodgates of that being released and tearing open Grand Canyon and depositing the material that used to be in Grand Canyon then straight west of Grand Canyon, which is where we find it, broken up and shattered west of Grand Canyon. We don't find it at the end of the river smooth and rounded like you would think if it was tumbled along a river for eons of time.
Now stop and think about that. I mean, just that component of your perspective needs to be really meditated on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't there a similar geologic structure in the Northwest?
Yeah, so we've got similar geological structures all over the world. You know, there's flood geology over the world. Some of that is, again, catastrophic blowouts. Some of that is something that is more gradual. So there's a variety of different dynamics. But yeah, we've got this kind of geological features globally.
And the one in the mid, the one I'm remembering in the Northwest, I cannot remember the name of it or where it was located, Oregon or Washington, but it too was considered evolved over eons and eons and eons. And someone in the 50s said, no, this was one big flood. And I was reading, and this was 20 years ago I was reading about it, but it was that he had flipped everyone's opinion. Even the geologists have now agreed, yes, this was a massive, and I wish I could remember more of it. I shouldn't have brought it into the conversation. Let's go back to the Grand Canyon.
Sure.
So we have a massive lake that basically goes from the Grand Canyon Village to Laramie, Wyoming.
Yeah, so we've got, we got this water that was trapped inside the Colorado Plateau, which is 250,000 square miles of the Southwest. And that Colorado Plateau is really like a big bowl. And today, we have waterways pouring into the bowl. We have the Green River, the Colorado River, the San Juan River, the Little Colorado River. They all converge as the Colorado River, but there's only one place that they get out of the Colorado Plateau, and that's through Grand Canyon. And so in the past, that was a massive lake, and you can see the sedimentation, you can follow the shorelines, and that lake's not there anymore. So where'd it go? Well, at one point in time, it broke free from the material that was holding it back and blew out Grand Canyon.
I have to believe in your tours, you've got a lot of people who believe this, and they want to learn about it more, but then they drag along a skeptic, and they say, you've got to come hear this.
Sure.
I mean, when do you see the skeptic's light bulb go on?
You know, a lot of times it's the collective amount of data. You know, it's just one thing after another. They begin to see it's just, you just start, you look at the fossils, you look at the lack of the appearance of passage of time between the layers, you look at the extent of the layers, and it just builds and builds and builds, so they're just like, goodness gracious. You know, and so they're finally just like, wow. One of the big significant ones is with the contact point between the Tapete sandstone, which is the very bottom layer of sediment in Grand Canyon, sitting on top of that crystalline basin rock, that great unconformity, which is a global phenomenon. And at that boundary, you have this basement rock, which is a combination of metamorphic and igneous rock, this hard basement rock that's been sheared off. It's been planed off globally. And sitting right on top of it is this horizontal layer of sediment filled with marine fossils. It's fantastic.
Wow. So if people wanted to know more, it would be canyonministries.com.
Absolutely. You can go to .com or .org. Either one's going to get you to the same spot.
Tell us a little bit about the different tours that you do offer.
Yeah, thanks. Super fun. So we've got three different rim tours, tours up on the south rim of Grand Canyon that we do. We offer each of these three every day of the week, except Sundays, year-round. So we've got what we call our morning tour, which is 8 to noon inside the park. Then we've got our sunset tour, which starts 4 hours prior to the sunset. So this time of year, it's from 4 to 8, and that's inside the park. And then we have our full-day tour, which is from 8 to about 4. And then we have a variety of pickup options ranging from Flagstaff to Williams to inside the park. And those are a ton of fun. We've got 14-passenger buses that we use to take people to various overlooks and just help them really have a lot of fun. They're on vacation, so we want them to laugh and have a good time.
Yes.
And then engage the canyon as well. And then we've got our river trips. So we got a 4-day, 7-day, and 9-day river trip options as well that range from April through August.
And talk a little bit about your connection with the Grand Canyon Railroad. You've got one out of
Williams. Yeah, exactly. So one of the options that you can have to connect to our Sunset Tour is you can, right from our website, you can purchase a one-way train ticket to the Grand Canyon Railway. Take that from Williams up to the canyon. You'll get some time then in the canyon by yourself before you meet up with us for the sunset, and then we just bring you right back to Williams, back to your vehicle. So it's a fun, full experience of the Grand Canyon and Southwest area.
Canyon Ministries, folks. I'm telling you, you need to be thinking about this. I don't know if we've had a lot of people, light bulbs go on or light bulbs go off in the last half hour, but it's the most intriguing body of evidence you could ever want to experience.
I talked to Jim, who called in, and he was talking. We were talking about light bulbs going on. Finally, I said, Jim, do you have a question? He's like, no, I guess not. I'm just trying to think through this. I'm going to hang up and go back to listening.
Thank you, Jim.
Very good. Very good.
And while I was talking to Jim, maybe y'all covered this. You talked about the Colorado Plateau and all this. This would also explain the Great Salt Lake, how salt water got in Utah, right?
Correct. We got post-flood trapped water all over. And some of that trapped water blew out Grand Canyon.
John Albert of Canyon Ministries, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for letting me here. It's been a blast.
All right. Back with Stella Duarte. Y'all stay tuned.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.